Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Angry Fans Radio. You already know what this is, man. Food, everybody's fucking calling up. Everybody listening, man. We got a crazy... And what we're gone is for very good reasons. You know what I'm saying? We could do the show. Everybody saying condolences, you know, to Dre and everything like that. So we got to come back, though, with a vengeance, right? With a vengeance.
You already.
I'm here joined with my brothers, Angry Fan 311. Fellas, what's good?
What's good, niggas? Fuck me, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. You know how we roll already.
Yo, it's your boy, 311, man. First of all, I want to shout out everybody in Caps Facebook group, every nigga on Twitter, whether you fuck with me or you know that you disagree with shit I say, I salute any nigga that just hit me up and say, yo, my condolences, man. Let's get it, man.
Uh-oh. Yo, crazy show. We got Arsenal and Ill-Will on, both of them, on in one show. We fucking spoiled you guys. This is what it is. But we're going to start it out first. We had a battle drop, I believe it's like 6 years late. Fred Mafia is the way. A couple years late. But that battle drop, what do you guys think?
I gave it to Wavy 2-1. I just finished watching that shit, actually, like half an hour ago, I think. Mm-hmm. I gave it to Wavy 2-1. I watched it earlier and shit, but I really analyzed it last night and shit, half an hour ago and shit. But I gave it to Wavy 2-1 and shit.
Okay.
See, the thing about it, my nigga, I don't really want to judge it because you see the intro with Norbs is just like, you already going to hear some of the bars and all that shit, so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to be crazy about the battle and shit, like, I see a lot of niggas just like, oh, he was cycling. It's like, my nigga, he told you in the beginning what was going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I don't know. What you thought was a good battle for, though?
I had it, Caps and Timbo. I had it 2-1. I had Prez winning the first round.
Yeah.
I gave Wavy the second round and the third round. I thought Wavy started off kind of slow, and then he turned up a little bit in the second and third. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good battle. But like you said, Caps... But like you said, Caps, in the beginning, Norm's already telling niggas, yo, you know what I'm saying? He already dropped a jewel on us from the door. So,
yeah.
It's like.
Yeah. I
agree. Lot of niggas.
I understand. Same way, 2-1. Yeah, I think
you
Prez,
had 2-1,
Prez went crazy in that first. Yeah, 2-1.
Yeah, yeah. I thought his best round was first round, obviously. Prez's first round was his best round.
Yo, Prez Mafia got to come back hard at this point, my nigga. Like, he fell off the map in a way. He needs to come back hard.
Well, he's battling steam. He's battling steam.
But he needs to come hard, though, like, for real. Like, he lost a lot of fucking steam, B.
I agree with that. Oh, no pun intended.
No pun intended.
Oh, yeah. he did, though. He lost a lot of steam, B.
So, I guess that kind of segues into the next topic, the official SF4 warm-up card. People been hearing this go around. We haven't really spoken about the official one.
Timbo, hold on. My G, you sound mad far away, son.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, B.
You sound mad far away, sir.
Yeah, because I can barely hear you, my nigga. All right. Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Fuck these headphones. That's all I got to say. If they ain't Apple, they don't mean shit. These ain't Apple headphones, so that's why it sounds shitty. Anyways, let's get to it. Head Ice versus K-Shine and the Strong Madness 4 official warm-up. Ice. What do you think?
Head Ice.
Uh-oh. Head Ice. Damn, no hesitation. No hesitation from Caps with the Head Ice pick. Okay.
I think Shred Sean is nice, but, like, Head Ice been stepping it up, my nigga. Like, I can't even front.
Mm-hmm.
I think K-Shine can win, though. I don't think he's going to – I mean, he ain't get body bagged, no shit like that, I don't think. But I don't think Head Ice going to play with him, my nigga. Certain shit is not going to work against Head Ice, but you can't just be talking that shit to Head Ice, like.
Yeah.
Being on URL, the vlogs he was dropping, all that shit, he wants to be on URL, so – I don't think that's going to fuck around.
So my wolf?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Love her on fries. Love her on fries.
Wait, three. What you mean? What that mean?
Yo, is it me or this battle is hard to call?
Yeah. It's going to be 2-1. I think it could be 2-1 either way.
I would say in the room... First of all, let's be clear. I can't see nobody booing Head Ice. Even if he says something that's a little bit okay-ish, like my man Murder Mook says, okay-ish, is the fans are still, they're going to give that respect. He's going to get that respect as soon as he touches down on that stage.
Hold up. Head I do be saying some crazy shit sometimes. I'm going to keep it real, my nigga. Like,
I like the way we say that, my dude.
To a homicide.
No, I mean crazy, like, when it's like, all right, come on, like. Some, now he's been stepping it up, I think, though.
Yo,
in my opinion.
Am I right on this assumption that his best battle, three rounds of straight, nice, dope
past,
shit, was against Pasté?
Yep.
Three rounds? Yeah, I think it is. I would say Pasté.
Like
I really
three
like
rounds
really
of flame.
That 3 rounds.
Yeah.
Oh, that gets past that. Yeah, that was a dope battle anyway. Damn, I forgot about that battle. Yo, that was a dope battle.
Facts.
That was close to a classic for me. I can't even lie, bro.
But Pasté had some shit too, yo.
He did. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Damn, I need to watch that shit.
Dope ass battle. But I'm going to go with, Chumbo, who you going with, man?
I'm going with Head
Ice.
Oh, man,
Cass.
I'm going Ice.
You going Ice too?
I'm going Ice. I'm going Ice, man. K-Shine's real unpredictable. I'm not gonna lie. If he doesn't do great, which he hasn't done, yeah, I'm gonna go. I think it could be a 3-0. No body.
3-0.
I don't know about 3-0. I don't know about that.
Man,
come on, fire one round.
3-0. I'm going K-Shine 2-1.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to Shine 2-1.
Why?
You read my mind, my nigga. I thought to say why. Like, right.
Y'all niggas ain't shit, man.
You got to earn it, man. You got to earn it. Come on, 3. You know
so
that.
So, hold on. Shine can't. There's no possible way Shine could get the dub, fellas. No way.
No, I said it could be 2-1 debatable. Like, I don't think it's going to be no 3-0. I'm not agreeing with that part. Yeah,
what's the more likely win, though? I say Ice. The more likely.
You know what? But a souped-up K-Shine, like, he can.
Yeah, I'm going Shine, B. Real talk.
I'm going, die by yourself on this one, nigga. I got I ain't going to see you get burnt, man. Fuck that shit, nigga.
I go with K-Shine, man. 2-1, brothers. I'm able to go with Ice. I'm going with Shine.
All right, let's go. Shotgun Shug versus Sharone.
Come on, B.
What, versus Sharone?
I'm going Shug 2-1, yo.
What?
Yeah. I know, I might be a little left. But, yo, I've liked what I've seen from Shug lately. Can't even lie.
Tim, I'm going Sharone 2-1. Real talk. Are we going bars? Are we going rhymes though? I mean, is it a no brainer though?
But yo, they fuck with that street shit from Shug.
See, the whole thing about it though, my nigga, is that man, it's come on, man.
Shug,
I got Sharone 2-1. Fuck it.
Timbo, you ain't learned from B Magic, huh?
Huh?
Yeah, he ain't learned.
You ain't learned from B Magic, huh? How
about
G?
Talking about that battle never happened, bro. Never happened.
Yo, I think it's gonna be Sharone 2-1, B.
Yeah, I got Sharone 2-1.
Okay. All right. Well, fuck both y'all. Anyways, let's go. Let's go. Clean Paper versus Mr. Wavy.
Ooh, I'm fucking with this battle right here.
Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even have a prediction for this battle. I just want to watch this shit.
I got Wavy 2-1.
I got clean.
God.
I got clean edging each round.
Damn, Tim, not even a round, son.
Edging, edging each round.
You gotta understand, son, 3. Like, if Clean is on his shit, my nigga, I can see that too. It doesn't mean Wavy's whack, my nigga, but Clean is on his shit. Come on, son. We just finished saying here the top 5 battle versus Arsenal.
Facts, though.
Yo, and on those main leagues, I mean, we could say Syndicate Cartel. I mean, he battled QP, which was a great battle. Arsenal, which was a great battle. Now he's on Summer Madness. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I got
so
it. Clean, man.
He ain't going to turn up on some of Madness. He ain't going to play no games. He going to turn up. Clean. Wavy, we ain't really hear shit from that nigga mad long. Like, you can't get gassed by this battle that just dropped because this shit is mad old.
Yeah.
He might come on fire also, B. So, I thought I said, I already want a prediction, my nigga. Like, this is just going to be a dope battle. They both got performance.
Let me ask y'all a question. Is it an unorthodox matchup?
Nah. I think it's a perfect matchup. They flow is damn near similar. Not similar, but I mean, they styles.
I think Queen going to win in the room. If he don't choke or stumble and just give you three solid rounds, Queen going to win in the room. I can make that. I think on Cam, that's why I lean to Wavy. But I think in the room, Queen going to have jokes. He's going to know how to work that crowd. I don't know if Wavy, even though I'm going with him, I don't know if he knows how to work that crowd and shit. Is it a big crowd or are they battling in a, what kind of setting, fellas? Do we know?
I don't even know.
I think it's a small stage, right?
No, I
still think. I don't even think that's going to matter, man. This is just going to be a bar.
I feel you. I'm saying for Wavy, though, Caps. I don't think Wavy, I don't know Wavy can control a certain room. I think Clean can control any room he's in.
If Clean wins, I want to see Clean versus Big K. Next, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that would be dope.
Clean wins.
I want to see Clean and top in our man T-Top battle.
Queen and T-Top?
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Mm-hmm. Post street
young
shit.
The young Jeezy of battle rap.
All right, so we all got Queen on this one?
No, I got Wavy.
You got Wavy? Damn, man. I gotta start taking bets. Real shit, man. Rich. All right, next battle. Prez Mafia versus Steam. Can you pick the Steam back up? No pun intended.
Man, this battle's gonna be so fucking like both niggas throwing their hands in the air and yeah, Caps, bro. Yeah, who you got, Caps?
whoa. Prez Mafia and who?
Steam's my G.
Yo, Prez needs this one so bad, my nigga. I actually think he needs this shit, yo. Like, I got Steam's, man. I ain't gonna fuck my nigga. Like, I got Steam's. 2-1.
He got two.
I don't know. I think it's gonna be like
very debatable.
A debatable average battle. Does that like exist at all? A debatable average. I don't think it'll be that dope. I mean, I'm gonna go Steam.
I'm gonna go with Prez, and here's the reason why I'm going with Prez. Cause some Caps just said.
Okay,
he needs this fucking W, my nigga.
That's why Prez. I wanted to go with Prez, because he need it. But, my nigga, we got to look at Steams. Like, Steams be having bars. Like,
But see, I do agree with that. But let me ask y'all a question about Steams. Let's say Steams beats Prez. What happens? Because it seems like Steams, if he wins that battle, he's still stuck in that, well, I'm just chilling to another name. Which is where Prez is going to get more battles.
What do you mean? Elaborate.
Like, all right, let's say if Steams beats Prez Mafia, is that going to move Steams up to get more battles? You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he's getting pushed to the fore. If he clearly beats Prez Mafia.
But you know what it is? Like, I'm assuming these niggas are under the URL contract, so I don't even know, you know what I'm saying? We don't really know how that shit even works with the contract and shit. They might be fucking contracted to a certain number of battles. Who the fuck knows? You know what I'm saying? I seen what was that Norm said? Some shit about he's not going to have no more PGs and shit because he's going to be making cuts. Did y'all see that shit?
No more PGs until 2015.
What?
No more PGs until 2015.
No more PGs until 2015.
He said he's making cuts from, I guess, this year's PGs and last. I don't know. But he's going – some niggas about to get dropped. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask y'all a question. Not to put you brothers on the spot, but if you had to drop somebody – Who's going to get dropped? Three names.
I don't know how far back he's going. That's the problem.
Yo, I would drop Prez. I can't lie, yo.
If he loses, though? If he loses, team? If Steams... I don't know.
If Steams wins?
Yeah.
I drop Prez. I got to say
it. Who else is up there?
Drop Adi Boom. I would drop Adi Boom.
Nah,
I know y'all rock with him, but I would drop Boom.
I don't think Boom should get dropped. Yo, you know what though? I don't understand why Anubis is not battling. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Something weird about that. Like, he's not battling at all and shit. I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's all right.
He's dropped, but I mean, he's just not battling at all and shit. You don't never hear this nigga's name and shit.
Right.
True. Next one we got Danger Zone versus KG the Poet.
I'm going KG the Poet.
Yeah, I guess KG the Poet. KG the Poet. It could be 2-1. Danny Zone's nice, my nigga. Like, it could be.
Yeah, he's nice. KG the Poet is very underrated, though, B.
Yeah, he
KG the Poet.
He's underrated?
I think, he had a dope battle with Danny Myers that nobody really even, you know what I'm saying? That battle
was
dope.
And Daylight.
I mean, Daylight, too. Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got KG. I got KG. All right,
next one. Ali Boom versus H.A. Double.
I got H.A. Double.
Y'all ain't
got to
ask me.
All right,
cool. No one
got to
ask me.
Who you got? H.A. Double versus...
I'm going Ali Boom. I'm going Ali Boom. I'm actually going to go Ali Boom.
I may have to take... Damn. See, H.A. Double just did mad good in that battle versus TGO, though, too, so... Ali Boom just did his last battle too. They both hungry because I spoke to both them niggas. You know what I'm saying? So I know they both want to win. So I think it's gonna be a crazy battle and shit. I don't know who the fuck I really got to be honest with you and shit. Because I think Boom needs this shit too. He took a little nose dive I thought and shit. He was leading the PGs at one point. What the fuck happened and shit? You know what I'm saying? But I think H.A. Double was trying to prove. That BET shit, you know what I'm saying? He still got that shit on his mind when he choked. He kept choking and shit. So he actually got a point to prove, my niggas. So, like, this is what he told me. So it's just like, yeah, I see it, man. I know they both won it.
All right, last one on this card. Uno Lavos versus Young X.
I think that's going to be a good, dope battle. That's going to be a dope-ass battle right there, first off.
I'm going Lavos, yo. I think he's going to do great with that smack crowd. I can't even bullshit. I'm going Lavos 2-1.
Who you got, three?
My young boy is Young X, man. Briz, T-Top, those are my young boys. I'm going with Young X, man. But I agree with Timbo, though, that I think the URL crowd is going to like him. He's going to have jokes, though, B. He's going to have mad jokes.
Yeah.
He's going to be jokes galore.
I thought he said he was going to bring bars when he was on the show. Did he? Or no? I'm trying to think what he's saying.
But his I'm going off his criteria and the shit that he got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The nigga does have a lot of, you know, he's going to bring the show out, the fake shovel.
Lavos is funny, yeah.
You know?
That's going to be a toss-up to me, man. They both funny as shit.
Yeah.
Especially if Young X start blacking again and shit. That's going to be hilarious.
Son, I swear to God, Briz and Young X is one of my favorite battles this year. That's one of my favorites.
It's up there.
Top 10, right, fellas?
Whoa. Top 10?
Not top 10.
Nah, you're reaching right now.
I'm reaching.
I tried to give you the fucking hint when I said, hey, it's up there. That was the hint that said, my nigga.
You
ain't count the hint, my nigga. Don't they, now you're going to maybe put these niggas on. That ain't no top 10 battle, in my opinion, my nigga. I mean, it's dope. But a top 10, my nigga? Come on, son.
It's not a top 10.
Come on. Of what the? Come on, three.
Briz was spazzing. Yo, Briz Royce was on some next shit, B.
Yeah.
Young X was entertaining. Looking like a low-budget Hitman holler. You know what I'm saying? He was doing his thing.
Dope battles that came out this year, son. Throw that to the top 10.
Let's go. Where we go? All right, so we got official C3. What else?
Hold up. Before you go there, come forget this shit. Oh, yo. Who you niggas had winning? Hey, Rock over Dallas B.
Tay-Tay.
Rounds 1 and 2? Who you had, Timbo?
Hey, Rock or Rich? Dollars. From what I remember, I had Rock.
Hey, yo, my niggas, I had Rock this whole time, right? I watched that shit this morning, my niggas. Hey, yo, Rich's first was kind of crazy, B. I like the Rock flips, the Dollars flips, but yo, Rich Dollars is talking that shit the first round, too. I don't know.
Yeah, he was, though. He was.
Rich is talking to that again. I ain't gonna
fuck. Yo, but Rock, Rock had some of the hardest shit. Like, I'll leave dollars burning like the Joker in this dark night.
Yeah.
Yo, Rock,
yeah.
Rock was spazzing, yo. Oh,
yo,
man.
Willie the Illest says, T1 first and second with Rich body back, T in the third.
He did, but yo, that first, man. I mean, was it close one? What's the first closest one, man? That bitch, before I had it clearly tail out, my nigga. Now I'm watching that shit this morning. I'm like, yo, hold up, B. Richard's actually going off on this nigga the first round, too. Like, and then the body bag third. Mm, I don't know, my nigga. That's the best he slept on battle, I think.
Shout out to Poison Ink. He agrees with me. He says, Brisbane, top. Yeah, I'm just saying. Same.
You went through all them fucking tweets to find that one nigga that agreed with you, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. Hit my cheek, nigga. You on your Twitter hard body right now looking for anybody to agree with you. I know you was going to do that shit sooner or later.
Oh, man.
That nigga waited for that one nigga. I wouldn't be surprised if you tweeted that nigga first and shit. Like,
nah, sir, that nigga. Oh, man.
Yo, and who y'all had, and before I forget this one, too, who y'all had winning, Sugar Cortez?
Oh, that terrible battle. Ooh.
Terrible battle? Oh my God, Nick. You are fucking right. What?
I didn't like the Spanish shit and all that. I know there's a special
question
about
this. Oh, you
got
the Cortez rapping Spanish?
Yeah, man.
I think I had Sugar on that one.
Nigga, that was a dope battle, Three. You wild, yo.
Sugar Cortez was dope.
You ain't like that battle?
Yo, Cass, I'll watch that shit again, B, and I'll get back to you later on that. Real
yo,
talk. I will definitely get back to you on that. I'll watch that again.
Yo, you wild. You got to watch that
shit.
You
shit, though. No shade on UW at all, but I ain't really been impressed with a lot of these battles, though, besides Lux Hollow and Hitman performance against Old Red.
Yo, that's Sugar Cortez, my nigga. That's one of the best Sugs, my nigga. Like, wow.
You thought it was one of the best Sugs? You thought it was one of the best Sugs?
At that time when it came out, hell fucking yeah.
I thought his battle with Midwest Miles was good. His battle with Calico, he was all right. And his battle with Raw was dope.
Okay.
And a Bill Collector after the stumble.
No, but I'm talking about when it came out, though.
When it came out.
That was, like, the best, one of the best shows, because that's when Cortez actually started the wordplay and shit, really. It's when I noticed in that battle and shit.
Nah, son. He started the wordplay after he called. Nah, son. He started the wordplay after he called him out about that shit. Nah, son. No. Nah.
Said again?
He wasn't wordplaying like that. He wasn't wordplaying like that until you started getting on him, son.
Bro, watch the nigga battle versus Shug. What you mean?
He wasn't got the wordplay like that, though, Caps. Come on, son. He had a wordplay like that. That's what Cortez
the Cap Storm Cap Locks wordplay. What you talking about, my nigga? Caps off a little. You get out of. Watch the battle, Three. Stop playing with me, man.
I
want to
watch it again, my nigga. And I just say it didn't impress me when it first popped off, man.
This nigga here, man.
I want to watch it again, though. Watch it again. I'll get back to you. You know I will.
This nigga, yeah. What you want to say, Young X?
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Young X and Briz or Shotgun, Sugar, and Cortez?
Say it again.
Shotgun, Sugar, and Cortez or Briz and Young X?
If you ask, you gonna, who are you asking?
You, my G. Oh, Cass, I ain't messing with you, B.
Yo, my nigga, did you hear Sugar? What are you talking about? Like, yo,
I'm going to watch that shit again. I swear to God, I'll watch that shit. After the show, in fact.
I'm not going to answer that shit right now on air like that. I'm going to watch that battle after the shit. After the shows, I'm going to watch the battle. But I know, my nigga, I think you're sleeping, B. I think you were sleeping on Cortez.
Briz Rothstein, three rounds is better than all six rounds of Cortez and Sugar put together.
My nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? Listen. You can't get on Angry Fans Radio, my nigga, and you're fucking dusted talking all this crazy shit live on air. You can't do that shit, Three.
Man,
you hear me?
What are you talking about?
I said you can't be smoking dust and get on a fucking radio show.
Man,
host
come on,
shit.
Man.
Well, you, my nigga, you said all six of the rounds, my nigga. You serious?
Briz Rothstein, three rounds against Young X was all fire, B.
You said better than the six rounds combined, my nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This nigga is
serious. Anybody hit us up on Twitter. You want to call this motherfucker straighten me or Cap side. It's all good. We can take the lumps.
No, you said it right the first time. They're going to straighten you out when they start calling up.
Straighten me out then, man. It's all good.
You wild. Man, hit me on Twitter, man. Check
your Twitter line right now, Mr. Cap. Check your shit right now, bro.
Oh, Lord.
Cap, you're getting killed right now, bro, on Twitter, bro.
I'm getting killed by what? That's because niggas don't like Suge, my nigga. They don't
like Suge, though. I fuck with Suge, just like you.
I thought the niggas on Twitter, they don't like Suge. Come on, so I thought it was dope. Niggas is wildin', B.
Hold on. Did anybody see that Detroit card? I'm going to run it down real quick.
Okay. Yeah. The power card, right?
The power card. The X Factor versus Ill Will.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you got to take about that one?
I did a prediction blog about the shit already. I think, who else did I have? I didn't even pick a winner yet. I mean, I don't even know. I really want to get into that motherfucking, I want to get hurt and get into this sticky finger shit. Fuck, I'll blast the fuck out. But L. Will and X Factor, I got L. Will. I don't know. L. Will.
Yeah, I got L. Will too because I not see X Factor. I don't know.
In like years, how can I really say I got that?
What about Mark?
Is that still on his arm, that fat sauce? Is that still on his arms?
What's that?
You know, X Factor got the tattoo that he did, the swags off fat sauce tattoo.
Yeah, that's still on his arm?
I got L. Will 3-zip. He's gonna body bag this thing. That shit. All right.
He gonna give him the Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I asked the tattoo gonna be there. He's gonna clown him. So X Factor, you better go wear a fucking long sleeve shirt or something, my nigga. Like he's gonna have a field day with you and shit. Like that's how I think. I think he's gonna have a field day with his arms and shit with his tattoo.
He walks into the parlor like I want something gay on my arm. Yeah, L. Will gonna go crazy.
Yeah, gonna be crazy. It will.
Mark one versus Charlie Cliff.
Come on, man.
Come on, three. Hold up, man. I got Cliff, but my nigga, don't act like Mark one didn't give Cortez that bitch, my nigga.
How many? That was 2009. I think niggas are still doing the stinky leg and shit.
That was in 2009. Come on, you exaggerated, bro.
Okay, when was it then? When was it?
That was in 2009.
2010, a year later, my bad.
I'm just saying,
I mean,
man.
Mark 1.
Charlie Cliff's 3-zip.
Mark 1.
I mean, he's going to win, but I don't think he's going to run over Mark 1. Mark 1's
going to... Math killed him.
Yeah, Math washed Mark 1, man. I think about some shit. And he wanted Math bad as shit.
He wanted Math real bad. 3-0-2 clips.
Quest McCody versus Daylight.
I think that's going to be a good battle. Quest McCody last battle, he went crazy, B.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't even watch that shit, I bet.
Nah, they watch that.
All right, so before you jump in, run and say Daylight, I'm telling you, I'm calling it now. This is going to be a good battle. I'm telling you, watch. If y'all niggas watch his last battle and shit, I'll put a blog about that shit. He went crazy his last battle, Quest McCody.
Only thing with Daylight is I never know what Daylight's going to come to show up. I just never know. So his battles are, like, really hard to pick all the time, man. You never know with this cat, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, the Daylight with bars is how we going by. I mean, if he do a gimmick, he do a gimmick, you know what I'm saying? But we got to go about, what does this say about Cortez? Snake Eyes, what the fuck are you talking about now? All right, man. What does it say about Cortez? These PD numbers. Damn! That nigga Snake Eyes said, what does this say about Cortez? These PGs are on the Summer Madness stage before him. That's fucked up. I don't know. What do you think about that, three?
Hey, it is what it is, man.
What do you think about it?
First of all, should he be on Summer Madness?
Yeah, Sean is on there.
It depends who he's battling.
You think so?
Yeah, it depends who Cortez is going to put in front of
Summer Madness. B, why is he not?
I don't know. He's not, but he's never. Well, hold on, Cap. He's never been on Summer Madness.
Yo, Cortez had a rough year, man.
Did he?
He had a rough year, I think, man. The whole the Rex battle and the sleeping on the couch and he had a rough year, man.
You know what battle nobody talks about? Cortez and John John.
Cortez and John John.
Mm-hmm.
That was a dope.
That
battle
came and went.
Yeah.
Well, the last time you brothers actually watched that battle. I haven't watched that shit in a minute.
Yeah, I ain't even going to sit here and act like I did, man. I didn't. I've watched other battles, though, like, from both of them, so I might watch that again, too. Fuck it, man.
And that was this year, wasn't it?
they got released this year, man? I think it was last year got released.
Damn, Cortez.
This nigga got me thinking. Damn, shout out to Snake Eyes. He got me thinking about that Cortez shit. Why he ain't never done nothing about this? But then again, he was this unknown for still the main stage. It's just not Summer Madness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he ain't getting no burn from URL. I don't know, that's kind of weird. What's next battle? My fault. So tell me what's next battle. Man, fuck all that shit. Yo, three. Did you see
Sticky
Fingers
sit
now?
You put me on about it, my GS. I did watch it, brother.
What are your thoughts on that?
I just think, like, Cass put it out there, man. You know, once he put the 250 out there,
rap.
You know, it's just a rap. It's a rap now. Niggas are like, yo, I got to get something close to that or something in that ballpark figure.
What's he want to battle? How much?
200K.
But see, here's the thing, though. He said 200K, but if you look at it, when the interview was like, so you want 200, he was like, well, not. And like, it don't got to be 200.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm thinking like, he wants at least 150, some shit like that. If he wants over 100, that's kind of clear. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck he's done recently, but, I mean, hey, I don't know.
Yo, you know what? Sarah Connor put a tweet out this week, said, battle rappers, stop talking about how much money you get and just talk about battles. I thought that was a real-ass fucking tweet by Sarah Connor and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
that's from the get-go. Like, shout out to Sarah Connor, definitely. I mean, niggas don't understand that. We've been that. Niggas don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
Think about it. If Cassidy battles this, right, and his whole first round is about, I made more for this battle you made for over your career, like, how far is that going to win him the round? Like,
no, but it's gonna happen. No caps. Is that if you don't think that he's gonna drop that line?
He's gonna come out. He's gonna come out talking about how much he made. He definitely is. You know what I'm saying?
And I hope
that's gonna win the round for him. Like the money, how much you made doesn't mean you won the fucking round because you made more than them, my nigga. Like that's crazy.
But here's the thing: if he says it though, he's only gonna say a few lines. I don't think he's gonna harp on it. I hope he doesn't harp on it on a whole fucking round and shit. You wanna throw some dodge in there?
How did you mess up? I'll use that shit for an example. Like, he better not go the whole fucking round about it. I'll be like, whoa, hold up, my nigga.
Yeah,
you
that's ugly. That's ugly.
You better come with. Yo, every bar better be hot from this nigga, too. Every single fucking bar better be hot from this nigga, B.
Let me ask y'all something. Why does he deserve $150,000 or $200,000?
Who, Sticky Fingers?
Yeah.
I wonder what it. Well, nah, I don't want to. Fredo was right hand man, so he was probably on some shit like, yo, I made this brother hand right here. They're not doing nothing now that I can see him, so.
He's been for like 15 years, something like that, whatever, how long, 10, 15 years. Mm. I mean, how are you supposed to talk about culture, Vulture? I'm just saying, like, if you want to get 200,000 coming to battle and rap for top. And rap for 10 minutes, but you're probably doing features for, like, a few grand. Like, how?
Right.
I don't know. I don't get it.
And you ain't getting that kind of guap performing either, doing shows either. So, y'all niggas knock it, though.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that niggas really got to look at. It. They're not making that shit for doing a whole goddamn show, my nigga. Like,
I know. I know Cassidy, like, makes, like, 8 or 9,000 for a show. And, I mean, he got...
8 or 9?
Yeah, 8 or 9,000 for a show. You know what I'm saying?
That's it?
Damn.
Yeah.
Nah, that's it.
Yeah, I swear.
I think that's just enough, though. I mean,
all my family.
I thought Cass was making way more than that for a show.
He only got 3 hits.
Damn.
3 hits if you want to go there. The hotel joint, my drink and my 2-step, and I'm a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going
with. My hustler joint, I mean, he had a couple of singles that was killing the streets when that shit came out. Remember, they played all them. His whole I'm a Hustler album was out on mixtape before the shit even dropped. It was so crazy.
Yeah.
That B-Boy stand shit. He had a couple of shit that was out now, I thought.
He had like 3 things
that
was really
popular
right now.
He didn't make no crazy wild hits.
Nah, he just rhyme all the nigga beats and just do punchlines. I mean, he still has battle rhymes. That's what we know him for, and that's what Cassidy I like. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit and act like Cassidy ain't got no rhymes now. That's just fucking blasphemous.
But that's the reason why
That's probably why he wants that 250 because his style is still battle rap style. You know what I'm saying?
You don't know what the fuck these niggas is gonna bring Fredo and Keith Murray.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're gonna bring and shit. I know Keith is more lyrical, but I think Fudge is like he gonna have them punchlines. I think he gonna be punching too.
Crazy how much money is fucking floating around in battle rap right now.
Let's take some calls, y'all, real quick.
Yo, 718-865. I gotta hear this shit. He about to spaz out on us.
Alright, hold on. 718-865.
Ah, nigga Trill's about to spaz out. I wanna hear this shit.
Alright, here we go. 718-865.
Yo.
What up,
Ben? Yo, what's the deal? Yo, first and foremost, now I mean my condolences to three and your people, son. Now I mean I heard about now what happened.
I appreciate it, my G. Good looking, my nigga.
No doubt. Now that that's out the way, let Henny LaVert fucking say his piece, because y'all niggas is fucking wowing tonight. You disrespectful sons of bitches. I can't believe some of the shit y'all saying. This shit is fucking incredible. Let's
talk about it.
We don't work backwards. Let's start right here. For one, Cass, now I mean, really, in all reality, has the most famous battle ever. The man is worth whatever he could negotiate. Who versus Freeway is really more popular in hip hop than any other battle.
Sorry.
What are you talking about, man?
Nah, that shit was wax off.
What battle is more famous hip hop wise than that?
That shit was wax off. You said Cassidy got the best battle. You said he got the what?
No, the most famous battle. I didn't say the best battle. I said the most popular battle hip hop wise. Him versus Freeway is more popular than these other battles.
What? I don't know.
Come
no.
on, my nigga, really?
He's tripping right now.
Put a beat on?
Hold on,
my nigga, Freeway
was
ass cheeks, though.
It doesn't matter.
Two niggas got
it
left, though.
Come on, Tripp. Stop that shit, my nigga.
I didn't say it was a good battle. Y'all not understanding what I'm saying. Popularity and fucking dopeness are two different things. Some don't have to be dope to be fucking recognized and popular. This shit.
So let me ask you a question. Are you telling me that cannabis can actually do the same thing? Because that's a popular
thing. Hell no, not after what he did against Dennis. What's the nigga saying
pulling the beat and a nigga pulling a notepad? I mean, either way, he ain't do what the fuck he's supposed to do, right?
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm just saying public awareness. More people are aware of the Cassidy fucking Freeway battle than they are Cortez versus Hitman. It doesn't mean it was a better battle. It just means
I agree with that. But you gotta count everything involved. It's not like Cassidy just battled Freeway last year. I mean, that shit was years ago. So of course niggas is gonna know about that shit.
It was years ago, and until he just got this bread to battle, niggas were still talking about they want to see Cass battle. He's making blogs on Vlad TV about, I'm not taking this bread for this, and this and that. He's still relevant and battling, and it was 30 years ago. That means that
we haven't seen him play, my nigga. But, Carl, I feel what you're saying, but we have not seen this nigga play ball in how long?
I'm not debating whether he's going to perform well, whether he'll even win. I'm just saying his popularity enables him to negotiate this absurd amount of money. That's what
I agree on that.
Nothing else. Just that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
The bread shit is super fucking corny. Now, I mean, when niggas started talking about what bread they got, because 70% of the time, niggas didn't live up to that bread they got. Whatever Luke got for fucking Total Slaughter, he earned every penny. Whatever fucking Lux got for SM2, he earned every penny. It's rare that you hear these big numbers and niggas really fucking give you what you fucking paid for or what them niggas paid for.
Let me ask you a question. Don't you think it's better if niggas just don't talk about prices at all, though?
Period.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it doesn't fucking affect me either way. I mean, it's interesting when you hear niggas getting 100, 200,000, but at the end of the day, nobody fucking gives a shit. I'm not getting a fucking dime, so I don't need to hear it. But you know, that became a crutch though when niggas didn't have them performances. I got paid more than you. This shit is real corny. It's always gonna be corny. Now, I mean, I'm not with that pocket watching. Real niggas don't do that. So we don't care what these niggas is making. They started throwing that shit out there as an excuse to fucking lose. Nobody wants to hear that bullshit.
Agree.
All right. All right. We off that. Now, with that fucking warm-up card? No. Before that, yo, son, you really think Briz fucking rounds was better than Shug versus Cortez 3?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That nigga is wild.
All three rounds. All three rounds.
Wow. Fuck. Yo, Briz rounds wasn't even better. His rounds against fucking Shug was better than them rounds against Young X. Was it Young X?
Yeah, I think
he had better rounds against fucking Shug than he had.
I wish I could watch that shit with you niggas right after this show. Real talk.
My nigga, it wouldn't change nothing, though. I don't think it would change anything, my nigga. You speaking of that shit,
that's how I feel. I thought Cortez and Shug was ass cheeks.
It's just certain people.
Oh my God. So disrespectful.
Certain people, if you're not really a fan of their work, it's going to take so much for them to impress you. Like, debating it is almost useless. Like, if you don't really like Shug, you don't really like Cole, like, certain niggas, if you don't really like them, niggas would never give you that argument.
I could be objective and say Cortez had a classic with Hitman Holla. I could be objective and say he had a dope battle with Soul Card. I can sit there and say that, you know what I mean? Like, Cortez got battles at a dope Callahan. He's got good battles ahead, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to discredit
him. You name one battle
I like
in
that
the
particular
last
battle
two,
with Shug.
3 years.
Yeah.
I like this after battle.
Means in 2-3 years, you don't think he put in no good work?
All right, let me ask you a question. Am I missing any names he battled in the last couple of years? You tell me, and maybe I'm wrong.
T-Rock battle, good battle. Fucking, Callahan.
I just said that. I said Holland. I said Hitman Holland. I said Sokan.
The battle.
I didn't like that battle.
Him and Khan, I ain't like him. But see, I'm not a super fan of Khan. Other than his Rex battle and his Surf battle, I don't like nothing Khan really did. So,
you like Khan and Surf?
Yeah, I said except for them two, I don't really like nothing Khan did. Now, I mean, in the one round that he had against the kid in a small league,
yeah,
when he fucked them up. Other than that, I don't like too much.
What about the Arsenal battle, though?
I mean, it's a classic due to the fact of the names and how far back it was, and there weren't as many options to look at. If you watch it, if niggas put that battle out today in comparison to fucking, you got to remember, you got a whole battle. See, what we do is, was this battle a dope battle, or was it a dope battle to watch today while I was bored? See, if you fucking watch Chilla versus fucking JC, and then watch Khan versus Art, you would be like, that battle's shitty. You had less options back then. So, now, I mean, it was great to watch. It's like, oh, shit, this is a back-and-forth battle. Like, now, I mean, but shit don't be good after years. That shit don't hold up the test of time fucking, now, I mean, material-wise. This shit is trash. It's my opinion.
That's my nigga. We got the form. That's the beauty of battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
What else niggas covered? The fucking the warm up. Oh, your son. You heard my motherfucking prediction earlier. I said DNA is gonna beat fucking K-Rock because K-Rock's gonna choke.
K-Rock gonna choke.
You ain't never seen him choke. Come on,
I'm gonna tell you where it stems from. On the Born Legacy card, right? Born Legacy card was my Born Day. Me and my son went up to the event. My son said, Kurt's going to beat Surf. I said, you bugging. Surf going to fuck him up. He said, nah, Thunder's going to choke. I said, what makes you think he going to choke? Niggas ain't never see him choke. He said, yo, you told me sooner or later, everybody chokes. And I was like, oh, shit, that makes sense. We ain't never seen this nigga choke. K-Rock is cool as ice on that stage. Something's bad. Sooner or later, everybody chokes. I just got a feeling this going to be the fucking battle. And I'm going to be fucking sad as shit because I don't never want to see. That's like an injury in sports. I hate to see a nigga choke, but I just got a feeling this going to be the fucking battle.
Man, I got a feeling you bugging right now, my nigga. Like,
hold on. How many niggas have you seen choke that you didn't think were going to choke? Don't act like a nigga.
We can't go on hypothetical, my nigga. We can't
go
hypothetical, though, my nigga.
J-Rock, you've never seen J-Rock choke.
Never. Never.
So what makes it?
Before clips, did you see Surf choke?
Say that again?
before the Clips battle, did you see Surf choke?
No.
Oh, I mean, it happens. This is what I'm saying. It happens.
Well, we can't go to, how do we know DNA's not going to choke?
And he's choking on back in the day.
See, here's the thing. Here's the thing with a nigga like DNA. If DNA really chokes, he's going to cover that shit up remarkably quick with a freestyle. We know this. His freestyle ability is arguably top five or whatever. He's going to cover the shit up and probably get back to his wins.
You don't really have no solid reason to believe Kilrock's going to choke, man.
This is just a hunch. I ain't basing this shit off no facts or nothing. It was a fucking super wild-out prediction just to make it exciting. I'm not basing this off nothing other than I believe sooner or later everybody's going to choke.
I mean, I can agree with that, but what makes you think it's this battle is what I'm trying to figure out. Like, why do you specifically think it's this battle?
I just got a motherfucking feeling. I think he's so comfortable. I think Tay is so comfortable on that stage, and he really believes he's going to fuck up DNA so crazy.
My nigga,
if you're
right, man, I swear to God, bro, if you're fucking right on this, Jesus Christ, can you fucking play the lottery for me, my nigga, or something?
Yo, Rock ain't going to choke, my nigga. I don't see that.
I don't want to see it. Of course not. You never want to see a nigga go out like that. And Tay, that's what makes it an ill, well-out prediction. Because Tay might be the last nigga on earth who ever expect to choke. Ever.
Or Rex, him and Rex, yeah.
Never. Like, you don't, it's nothing about Tay that says choke. That's what'll make it so ill if I'm right. You know, sometimes you gotta go left just to be ill in case it happens. If it don't happen, niggas be like, well, I mean, we ain't expecting to choke. Now, I mean, I'm in a win win.
Hmm. Okay.
I can't.
Y'all niggas, the warm up call, y'all niggas really think Sharon, okay, barring a fuck up or a choke. Y'all niggas really think Sharon better than fucking Suge? I mean, really better than him at battle?
Damn, my nigga. I mean, did you say that against Big K when he battled Big K? Who did you have to win that battle before they battled?
I might have been leaning towards Big K close.
And hold on. Since you're talking about choking, I fucks with Suge. But since you're talking about choking, he has a tendency to slip up, though, bro.
I know. That's why I said barring any slip-ups, but, you know, it's a super possibility with Suge.
Only me and Cats are picking Sharon. My man Timbo, he got Suge.
Oh, man. I mean, the likelihood of how serious is Suge taking this battle, does he give a shit? Like, now, I mean, all of that factors in, of course. If I was going to bet, I might have to bet on Sharon just because history tells me. Now, I mean, even if Sharon fucked up his freestyling ability, he got something in the tank. Suge's not going to be able to do that. He's going to go fuck it. He's going to say something, I don't give a shit, and just move on. But in reality, see, whenever niggas saying two niggas are matching up, I always go, he's going to be at his best. So that's why I got to base it off. Suge's best in the battle against Sharon's best in the battle. Suge's fucking him up.
Fucking him up?
Fucking him up.
Nah, I don't think, even if Suge wins, I don't think he's going to fuck up Sharon, my G. Fuck him up.
What the fuck has Sharon, I mean, Sharon's impressive freestyling and
Sharon
shit.
Sharon beat Arsenal, Sharon beat DNA, Sharon beat B-Magic, my nigga.
I don't think he beat B-Magic. I don't think he beat B-Magic at all. I mean, I like freestyling. I always say freestyling is the most overrated attribute in battle rap, B.
What?
People are just impressed. People are impressed by that shit because they can't do it, B. That shit is over fucking rated. I say it all the time. It's overrated.
Not really. I mean, when DNA, when Kevin Durant was in the room and DNA said Kevin Durant's name, my nigga, the freestyle, I mean, you got to salute that.
But remember when niggas broke down the footage, how much shit did he say against Ill Will that made absolutely no sense? But the school
agree,
was at the end of the bar rhyme,
right.
So in the building, niggas go oh and ah, but when you listen again, you go, what the fuck did he just say? So, I mean, the shit is overrated. I really think it's overrated.
I got Tay Rock 2-1. Easy. I'm going to bring you all over the cap.
Caller, we got to get some more calls in there, yo. We appreciate
it. Yeah, man. Look at my dude. I'm trying to get some
late.
You already, man.
Yeah, we already. Salute, bro. I agree with what he said about Sharon and Magic, so I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure you did, Munchie.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you did.
That's the only thing you heard. I was heard the conversation with niggas in the phone was that shit.
Yeah, bro. I was eating it on mute.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
you
man,
cheesing,
though.
My nigga. You had the fist
bump.
My
nigga, I'm a Suge fan. I don't see Suge fucking up Sharon either, my nigga. He's not gonna fuck him, my nigga. He's not gonna fuck him. Nah.
Even if
he's
still going, my nigga, he ain't fucking him up.
Yo, Suge gonna come with the you a white boy and this, that, and the third angle,
yep,
in my opinion. See, Sharon told me that he was gonna, no one really noticed his angle for Suge. He's not gonna come with some predictable shit he told me and shit. You know what I'm saying? He got some shit,
yeah,
for Suge, he's saying.
Yo,
so
I am the real YB says Suge can't choke. He was just going to some old shit like, I'm the nigga who said.
Alright, hold on. We got a dude that wants to speak his mind really quick. We let him get on here a few times. Sometimes you already know. Thank guys, what's good, bro? What do you got to say?
What's poppin', my G?
Let's get this on.
Man, listen, man. I'm drunk as hell, man. Listen,
oh,
that nigga.
Fuck, man.
That nigga. I done drunk 3 beers listening to my son talk, man. my son definitely had a few points though, know what I mean? Like I remember certain niggas that called him to the show, know what I mean? He be talking his shit. I ain't hear that nigga in the wild. That nigga had me dying over here.
Yeah. I'm
this but let's get the business though. Listen.
Let's go.
Three.
What's wrong with my G? Talk to me.
I don't wanna toot the horn, man, but I gotta agree with Caps, man.
Okay.
That Shotgun Suge and Cortez shit is crazy. You wildin'.
He's crazy?
I just want to say this to you. You know what throws people off, and it kind of throws me off too? I think the UW production wasn't as good. Like, you feel me? Like, I think that wasn't that, like, one of their first events?
Yeah, it was that. Then the mic was
– and I think, like, the audio was kind of off. Like, it wasn't per se, like, the battlers, because I think they did their thing, because Rex and Arsenal had a good battle. Shotgun Suge and Cortez had a good battle. I just think, like, the audio kind of fucked niggas up, so it turns you off a little bit. You feel me?
Yeah, but the battle is just was great.
But the battle per, like individually was crazy. Like I think that battle was crazy. I think you reaching with the Briz and X. Like you can't. Listen. All right, let me show you love. You're not reaching as far as Briz and X ain't a classic. I think that's a mid tier classic.
Okay.
Like I don't think you could put it in the category of like a Shotgun Suge Cortez battle and say it's better than their shit. I can't agree with that. I don't think it's top 10.
I watch that battle more, Snake Eyes. I'm going to keep it funky, though.
Yeah, I don't even go back and watch the Arsenal and Rex shit from that UW card because the audio, like, it fucks me up. Like, I try to throw my headphones and listen to it, and it's just like, it sounds too crazy. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I think just their production was kind of off. With that, and I mean one of their first events. So that's why niggas don't really go back and check for those battles. But if you go back and look at them now, like Caps went back and searched that, if you really, really just sit down, smoke a blunt, and watch that shit, them niggas was going crazy. Like, Shotgun, that's had a great battle, son.
It was great, the G-word?
Yo, it was a great battle, man. Like, if you're a real battle fan, and you follow this shit, how we follow this shit, and you know the storylines behind a lot of shit, and you really just watching it, that shit was crazy.
But I mean, Cortez brought up the whole shit with D-Bo and shit. Like, that shit was crazy.
Can I ask you a question, though? Captain, what's up? Guys, what would y'all rank that from a scale of 1 to 10, that battle?
With everything included as far as like the audio and production and all that?
Just the battle. I ain't even going to the audio and all that shit. Just the battle itself.
I would rate that battle a 7 out of 10.
I was going to jump it up and want to say 8, to be honest with you.
You know, 7, 8, same
I
shit. Like, you feel me? I think that battle was a 7, man. It was way above average.
Yeah, that was no regular battle, man.
I'm going to watch that, I guess, after the show. Again.
You feel what I'm saying? And another thing, man, like, come on, man. Like, you, like Timbo, I got a question for you, Timbo. My man, 50 grand. Uh-huh. How is Prez and Steams just an average battle? How is that an average battle?
Because they average artists. And battle rappers?
Nah, bro. If you following these PGs, Prez and Steams are one of the best PG niggas out. Like, I don't think niggas understand it. Them two styles clashes.
I don't know about that, bro.
They're not?
I don't think so.
I saw someone on Twitter hit us up right now. I agree with what they said. It's like a sign language battle, bro. I don't want to see reading shit. I don't like all their shit and all their. All
right,
styles,
one. That's one of many people that would disagree with that. I mean, would agree with you, and there's a thousand more people that would say that is not. I would just say this: everybody that's on that warm up card didn't just get there just to get there, like. Niggas really, they got there because they put in work.
Let me tell you something, though. You don't know the shit behind these contracts. They sign with them, and they are agreed to be on these cards. That's why they sign with them. So I don't know if it's technically that they do.
But Tim, these niggas ain't just start battling on my nigga. They've been putting in work, though, B.
I get that. That's the reason why they own you all out.
They've been putting in work in the other leagues.
All right, let me just say this to Timbo.
There's a reason, though, Norbs is cutting down PGs, though.
Yeah, and it's a reason why President Steams is on that card.
I don't think so, bro. We're going to see when these cuts come.
I think after that battle happens, you're going to come on the show, you're going to say, damn, that battle was actually good. You feel what I'm saying? And the show pressed some love. Norb saying that shit before the Wavy battle, like, oh, he had a couple of lines. I haven't seen anybody quote shit that they heard in that battle that he said before because I was trying to look into it when he was spitting. And to be honest, I didn't stop one time and say, damn, I heard this.
You know what,
Let me ask you this.
You know what battle it was, though, Snake Eyes? It was because it was the one round that he had versus Shug, my nigga. So a lot of niggas didn't really see that battle.
All right, but what did he say in that Shug battle that he said against Wavy? Like, took my memory so I could go back and watch this shit because I watched that battle against Shug, and I kind of have a good, you know, memory of remembering if a nigga doubled back and said some shit twice. I don't recall Prez saying something in that battle that was like, what, he said that before? It didn't jump out to me.
Yeah, but you know what, Snake Eyes? Like, if he didn't do that, the fans would have pointed that shit out, and it would have got worse. But what I'm saying is
I don't think Prez got backlash on that shit since the battle drop. I don't see people, like, tweeting, yo, Prez, you really said this shit twice. I don't see nobody, like, quoting the lines that, oh, Norbs was right. He said this in this battle. Da, da, da. I ain't see that.
Okay. I hear you.
That's all I'm saying. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, on that battle, I think Wavy got that, you know, round 2 and 3. Like, it was crazy. Like, the way he ended it with the beans and rice was crazy.
If you're the one that make cuts, are you keeping Prez?
I'm keeping Prez, Timbo.
Why?
I'm keeping Prez because. All right, who does Prez sound like?
Himself.
Exactly. It's only one dude out there that I could say definitively sound like him, and that's a nigga that's on his team, which is Jay Murder. Y'all know of him?
Yeah.
That's the only dude that I know that sounds definitely like Prez. Other than that, Prez is, you know, got his own style. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't see why you can't keep him. Adi Boom, I would agree with you with cutting Adi Boom because I think Adi Boom is, like, he just, like, throws me off. I don't know what it is. I ain't even going to bash Adi Boom because I don't even got a definitive reason why I would cut him, but I just don't think he will make the cut. If I was Norbs, Adi Boom wouldn't make the cut. If I was Norbs, I'm going with Steams. I'm going with Prez. I'm going with Briz. I'm going with Young X. I'm going with
T-Top.
Mr. Wavy.
T-Top.
I'm going with T-Top. Definitely T-Top. I don't know why T-Top is. I said Briz.
Okay,
I don't know. Shout out to Norbs. I don't know why T-Top is not on the warm-up card, but that's another discussion.
Oh, yeah. But T-Top's on the UFF coming up, though. Yeah.
I understand that, but so is Young X, and he made the warm-up card. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, well, how did Boom just jump to this shit? No shots to H.A. Double. How did H.A. Double just jump to this Summer Madness warm-up card? Like, you feel
me? He had a classic with Anubis, though, and I guess I don't know if that's they still waiting for him to, you know, because he did have a classic last year. T-Top also.
But T-Top also slaughtered City Towers, so wouldn't the Summer Madness for a warm-up card be a good stage for him to battle a good competitor?
I think I
grasped more than what T-Top was talking about more than City Towers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like Summer Madness for a warm-up would have been a good outlet for T-Top to battle another good competitor before he hits that UFF. So niggas could really get in tune with him. You dig me?
Yeah.
That's all I feel about that shit. You feel what I'm saying? And yo, I'm gonna just throw this out there. I don't know why this shit. I know y'all seen the Rex and Clips trailer.
Yeah, I'm actually hyped about that shit.
Let me tell you this, man. Yo, man,
oh, boy,
I've been trying to tell. Nah. Listen, I've been trying to tell y'all for weeks upon weeks on weeks and weeks.
Uh-huh.
This battle, bruh, is about to be crazy, man. Like, I don't think niggas really have the gloves is off, man. Like,
you seen Chris talking about they said they wasn't going to get personal. That trailer got me hyped about this battle, man. I am not even going front, my nigga. I'm going on rest, my nigga. But this trailer is getting me very interested in this battle now.
Yo, I just feel like, yo, Rex, I fuck with Clips. I feel like this battle, I feel like there's no error for slip-ups, you feel me, in this battle. Like, even though I like Rex going into this shit, but I feel like he has no room for error. Like, he has no room for a dry spot. You feel me?
You think Rex is better than Clips, though?
I don't know. No, I think this battle is not about skill. I think this is more about willpower in this battle.
If that's the case, I want Charlie.
I just feel like this is deeper than just the skills and the lyrics and the metaphors in this battle. I think it's like it's the uptown downtown. It's the bragging rights.
Yeah.
It's all that behind it. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's like Rex is gonna pull his legacy out for this battle. Like everything that he stood for prior to this, he's gonna let niggas know. Cause you think Rex don't know that Clips is mostly everybody's fan favorite and he's this top nigga and niggas got him losing to him. You think Rex just gonna go in there kind of light? Nah. This is going to be old Rex right here. You feel what I'm saying? And if
let me ask you a question, though. Can I ask you a question, those niggas? What's the last battle you thought that Rex had three solid rounds?
Rex had three solid rounds?
Or two and a half, two dope rounds, and one was, what was the last battle that you were impressed you from T-Rex? Like, you was like, oh, shit, Rex fucking spazzed the fuck out, and you were satisfied, and you go back to that battle, man, Tom.
All right, let me keep it real with you. I actually went back and listened to y'all. Like, I be listening to the old interviews from y'all niggas. I remember when y'all was doing the Total Slaughter recap when Rex had just beat Cortez on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all was basically talking about how Rex had time to prepare going in there, but it's still not his fault because as how it was back in the days, you always supposed to have rhymes on deck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, Rex spazzed in that whole house.
Okay.
Rex is the winner of the first Total Slaughter ever. You got to give him that.
Okay.
All his years in his games, he went to Total Slaughter and won that.
I agree.
So
but,
that's
but,
one.
I mean,
you got to give him that.
Clips wasn't on Total Slaughter, though, my nigga.
But no, see, but that's what we divide because I'm not saying if Clips was on there, Rex would have just ran through niggas, but I'm going based on what we've seen. If Clips was in there, maybe it would have been a different, you know what I mean?
But
Clips was not in there.
Well, he did battle Dotmar member who was not going to go hard against him, Pause. We know that. Daylight was going to go, I mean, lightly.
So what does that say about Rex? What does that say about Rex? Rex is just he wins around the table because even if Daylight would have won, Rex still wins.
Nah, sorry.
How? If Daylight won, how is Rex win? Don't say
because Daylight is only getting hit the way, like, Rex. Daylight is under Rex.
No, I don't even think he's under Rex, to be honest with you. I really don't think Daylight's under anybody.
No, what I'm saying is when Daylight started fucking with Rex, he started getting more battles. He started getting, you feel what I'm saying, like the look that he really wanted to so he could be able to display the bullshit that he display now. And he'll tell you
that
himself. Daylight said that.
I think he's showing his respect and he don't want to do that to Rex, but I think if you ask this nigga Dolo to his man, if you're Daylight's man and you talk to one on one, I guarantee you Daylight said he built his shit off his brand alone.
Hey, yo, but to answer your question...
He has not been on URL at all, my nigga. He's never been on URL. The same stage T-Rex has been on URL. This nigga has blown up not one time battle on a URL stage, and he's one of the most popular battle rappers out here.
Don't be surprised if we see Daylight the 28th, but that's another discussion.
I won't be surprised.
That's another discussion. But to answer your question about have we seen Rex, I want to say I probably can't tell you... I can't pick one specific battle, but I can say Rex had a stretch of good-ass outings. I think everybody that Rex battled, he came and did what he does. He smelled, as much as the bullshit that I was in the building for Known For, so I seen the shit that transpired with him and Smack during the Cortez battle, and it made it look like damn, like that's what fucked the battle. I remember them arguing on stage, and it kind of took steam away from the battle. But in that first round, when the coin went in the air and Rex went first, he smoked Cortez, man, in the building, man.
Well, let me ask you a question. What about the disaster battle? What about the Calico battle?
And that disaster battle, it was not a good battle because disaster wasn't disaster.
Well, what about T-Rex wasn't all that great? You thought he was great?
I would think the only battle that I can say I can't argue and debate with it is the Red battle. I think Red got Rex.
What about Calico?
I think Rex did his thing. I think Rex took it more serious than Calico.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Rex is sniggling and grinning too much on the stage and shit.
I think Rex had more hot lines in that battle than Calico.
So you gave Rex the battle over Calico?
I gave Rex the battle.
Mm-hmm. Yo, battle hey, guys, hold on. Yo, we got a guest calling up, man.
Hey, yo, salute. But, yo, I'm just giving my four contestants, Ill Will, either going to battle Calico, Jazz, Daylight, or Hollow, man. It's September 28th. Salute.
We're about to talk about it right now. I'm at your boy, my G.
Uh-oh. Let's get the scoop from the man himself.
You can't get
through.
Hang up right
now. Hey, Will. Hey, we here. What's good? Yak Town. Yo, Will. Oh, come on, Will. Hold on. I ain't calling back up.
Well, Cats, in the meantime, what you thought about Snake Eyes' comment about T-Rex?
Like I said before, my nigga, I got to keep it 1,000. I just feel like
Let me ask you a question, Caps. You watching
Calico?
The trailer,
before I seen the trailer, right? I'm like, man, Chris gonna beat this nigga. I see Rex talking that shit, my nigga. I'm
but
like,
he
wow.
always does that.
The last time I really seen Rex get crazy talking that shit was versus Khan, and he actually won versus Khan. I don't think he's gonna play with Quicks either. I still think Quicks will win. Yo,
hold on, we got
let me get
a Will. What's good?
Yak Town.
Hey, Angry Fan.
Yo.
You got Arsh on tonight, too?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Excuse me?
Why?
Because we want to know what's up. Why?
What the fuck? All right, hold on. Now, this nigga put on Twitter as clear as fucking day, I'm not battling Ill Will because he's not worthy of Summer Madness 4, and that's your explanation right there, my nigga.
I ain't done talking either.
I'm not done talking to you, my nigga. You hear me? And I'm drunk and I'm in the hood. So
I know, nigga. Go ahead, nigga.
So chill, my nigga. Listen. You calling this girl to just start some shit, nigga? I'm the focus right now. So we're not talking to that nigga. He has no more explanations. He gave us his explanation of why he wasn't gonna be there. If it's an excuse. If it's a lie, fuck it. We don't want to know if it's a lie. We don't want to know if it's an excuse. I'm not fucking with baby girl. You feel me? I'm fucking with the next nigga I got
wrong,
and the
nigga.
Next
your
opponent. So that's what we on right now. Ill Will versus question mark. Who does Ill Will battle? Fuck this bitch-ass bitch that strip at Jersey Girls on the weekend. I don't want to know about what the fuck he doing, nigga. And I'm talking to you, Angry Fan. You and your motherfucking axe, nigga. You hear me? I'm the motherfucking focus of this shit. I seen your stat, who killed Ill Will more.
I knew you were
going to
bring that shit up.
I ain't done talking, nigga. Shut up. I ain't done talking, nigga.
Hold up, my nigga.
I ain't done talking, nigga. You ain't going to let me talk. I'm going to hang up on you, nigga.
Shut up.
I'm going to talk my shit at Summer Madness, nigga. Fuck Arsenal, nigga.
But well, hold up. Now fuck that. I did say who beat you worse, motherfucking K-Rock or fucking, who the other nigga I said?
DNA.
And DNA, I said, matter of fact. But hold up, Errol. Number one, we didn't reach out to Arsenal. The facts are totally wrong. He reached out to us. Get that straight right there, my nigga. That's
right.
Number one.
Right.
Number two, the thing about Arsenal was this right here, my nigga. He, from my understanding, he said he wasn't going to battle you because you wasn't worthy of Summer Madness 4, right? And then he accepted the fucking battle, and then he backed out again. That's different. And then if you want to keep it 100, since we keep it 100, I actually think there should be some rankings in battle rap, my nigga. And I actually feel like
you should have made that battle somewhat debatable, and he wouldn't even went that route with you, my nigga. Let's keep it real. You dropped the ball versus DNA. True or false?
Hold up. He just got disconnected. Hold on.
Oh, now he disconnected. Oh, now. I'm going to get the fuck up. Now he disconnected.
These niggas is killed.
Fuck that shit. I want to hear this shit, man. You got me amped now.
Hold up.
Niggas DNA feeling.
Stop being emotional. Come on, man.
Niggas is Carl Thomas emotional, man, but I love it, though.
Stop talking my fucking axe, too. I like my axe. I got two of them. Stop talking my axes, man.
Niggas say hang up with Airworld. Nah, we ain't gonna hang up with Airworld, man. We ain't gonna do that, y'all. We don't do that. We let niggas.
Oh, now don't give a fuck up. We ain't gonna be up here too much longer talking crazy like that.
Yeah, nah, not talking reckless, though.
You got that
hold
twisted.
Up, hold up.
That shit has to go both ways.
Come on, Will. Call back up, man. Come on. Hold up.
Angry fan, this coming Summer Madness 4, I think. It's coming.
Ill Will is turned up.
Here we go. Ill Will. Back off.
Hey.
Back off.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up, nigga?
Angry fan, what's up, my nigga?
You know,
how you been, my nigga?
Man.
How you been,
man? What's up? Look, check it out, though. Like I said, first and foremost, TV starts to us, number one. You know what I'm saying? This is the media we're going to talk about anyway. But this is what I was saying, my nigga, about Arsenal in this whole situation, was that he accepted the battle, right? You lost the DNA, then he said he wasn't going to battle you no more. Now, that was one thing. But then he accepted the battle again. And then he backed out again. So I don't really agree with the second one. But I actually think there should be some rankings in battle rap, my nigga. I don't think that a nigga
Jesus,
should be able to
move. Jesus was beat to death and put on a cross and came back in, like, what, 3 days?
Okay.
That's some amazing shit, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, God damn, my nigga, I want to know how you did that shit, my nigga. But, I'm 30 now, so... When you're 6 and 7 years old, you're thinking like, damn, I want to know how Jesus did that cool-ass shit. But now I'm 30 years fucking old, now I want to keep knowing something if it's irrelevant to my fucking life right now, you know what I'm saying? I got the biggest opponent and biggest event coming up right now, and I ain't worried about, oh, girl, like, if I got a badass bitch right now, I'm about to take this bitch home, I ain't worried about this ugly-ass chick I fucked in the 11th grade. Why the fuck is she on my mind? Because we are supposed to do something. I'm not thinking about the past, my nigga. Whatever your excuse is, you go ahead and tell your ugly-ass mama, your ugly-ass baby, and your ugly-ass family. We don't give a fuck. You feel what I'm saying? If you give a fuck, angry fan, then you talk to the nigga, and you have your own private show with that nigga.
This is the problem, my nigga. This is your problem. This is Angry Fans Radio, so we are going to talk about it on the radio show.
Okay, well, I'm going to get off your radio show. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to do nothing with her. If she's going to be on the line, then you have her on the line.
No.
He's not going to be on with you,
though,
man. What are you talking about?
No, he's not going to be on with you at all, bro.
I ain't caring with nobody.
Then I'm going to stay on the line all night. Then I'm saying,
well, you do realize that I'm actually on your side, right?
No, you on my side, but I'm bipolar, my nigga. So I mean, shit, my mom deal with this, my bitch deal with this, and my kids deal with this, my nigga. So you're going to deal with it too, angry fan. Nigga, somebody doing something to you in the hood, my nigga, I swear I got your back 100 grand. But I go off on you in a hot second, my nigga. That's just how I am.
It will.
Who's the question mark, Will? Who's the question mark?
Word.
Who's
you
want
to know who the question
fuck
mark
that.
Is?
Yes.
If a bad bitch call in right now and she playing with her pussy, and I know she like she put the phone up to her pussy and it's like... Right.
Hey, Foster,
call up, please.
Hold up, yeah.
I'm going to
text somebody real quick. I have them call us.
Nigga, don't call your cousin and have her call in doing that nasty shit, man.
Yo, it will. I
want
to ask you a question, my G. This three-letter man. Let me ask you a question.
What up, though?
Did Smack put pressure on you that putting you there as one of his pit bulls with Tay Rock before the battle? And did you underestimate DNA going to battle? Because everybody, their moms... had you winning before the battle, my nigga?
And I should have won, you know what I'm saying? And I, on the real, I think I won. But I see why people say I lost, you know what I'm saying? It was DNA's night, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even about to argue with that. Yeah, DNA won. But,
yeah.
No, I don't think Smack put pressure on me for sure. It's just pressure that I should have handled in a different way. I was dealing with shit in a totally different manner, you know what I'm saying? I think if motherfucker, I ain't no man of excuses at all, but I think if a motherfucker, like, know me and know they see a different will in me. I'm going to just say that. I get a lot of that from my man. You don't seem like you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. I'm back me now, though.
Okay.
Shout out to DNA, man. DNA did his thing, man. Nigga Tooth ain't there, you know what I'm saying? He did his thing, man.
You know what it is, Will? We look at you like a basketball player, like a nigga that came in the league and got to the top early. Like the nigga made the all-star team type shit, like off the rip. Like you might have been one of the few niggas that came in this game and got straight to the main stage ASAP after Huggins and Johnny Alcatraz after two battles.
Dude.
Yep.
And I think, you know what I'm saying, I don't think it was really Smack. I think it was what Smack did influenced the fans to look at that and view them in that aspect. When Smack said that's his gunner, Smack said that's his gunner. He didn't say this is the best man in the world. He didn't say this is the best battle rapper to ever. He said this is my gunner. So everybody, with Smack being how influential he is in the culture, you know, everybody go say, well, shit, this Smack saying this the top nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now, he did make a couple statements on Vlad TV, like, you know what I'm saying? He go 3-0 him and all that shit. I ain't even gonna lie. If I talk a little deeper, man, smacking them might be like, damn, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know, man. It's the same kind. I don't see a Queens nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's just going against a queen. If my man's throwing a battle in the yak, you feel what I'm saying? And he fucks with me, the nigga been fucking with me, and some new nigga come in the game and been doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck how good he is. I don't see that nigga just going against me like, yeah, my man's about to come 3-0, my nigga that I done known forever. You know what I'm saying? I seen a little strategy in that. You know what I'm saying?
My I think you being kind of humble, my nigga. This angry fire, man. You are nice, my nigga. You like you wasn't like when you.
Man, I am dope as fuck.
Man, you beat the shit out of Jay Huggins. You beat the shit out of you beat the shit out of Johnny Alcatraz. He had bars, but I mean, come on, let's be serious.
That was so.
You got
that was
kind of hard.
I
my
beat
nigga,
the
like.
Shit out of B Magic. Keep going.
Whoa,
my ass, nigga. That boy.
Whoa, bro, you won, but, yeah, no, you won.
All right, man.
Come on, Will.
But I'm saying, B-Magic is my nigga. That's like my nigga, like, outside of battle rap. So, you know, I can talk about that's my man's, you know what I'm saying? But, I give him that, but, nigga, Ill Will got busy that battle.
Ill Will got busy. Yo, hold up. Yeah. Ill Will, I don't think Smack was really reaching when he said that about you and Tay-Rock, my nigga. Like, you're nice, and Tay-Rock is nice, so that's the reason why he went about that shit, my nigga. Like, I think you kind of humbling yourself a little bit too much now. You was putting in work, my nigga. It's not like this. I'm not, niggas didn't hear Smack and then start fucking with you. I don't know about other niggas, but I did. I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fuck with you since Mike Murderous TV and all that shit, so.
I think my problem was like, man, I had to get into the mode of fucking battle rap. Like man, these niggas live this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas eat, sleep, and shit this shit. At some point in time, I was thinking, like, shit, I'm kind of, am I disrespecting this shit or am I neglecting this shit? Because, you know, I like hip-hop. I like the hood. I like my family. I like pussy. I like all type of other shit. And these niggas just seem like they live battle rap. I don't live battle rap. You feel what I'm saying? I don't watch many battles. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I just do what I do. I'm worried about me, and I'm worried about the brand. I'm worried about Ill Will, the brand. You know what I'm saying? Matt Myron started this battle shit for me. Another nigga got me in this battle shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, you want to do this battle shit? So check this shit out. So when a nigga be like, you humbling yourself, or, you know, I know I'm an MC, to, you know what I'm saying, like a motherfucker, but these, I done seen niggas win off gimmicks alone, off battle performance alone, off.
Man, but where you got all of that? You got the bars and the mean performance, my nigga. You be barking
nigga,
on niggas.
My nigga, in 2 weeks, you about to see that shit, my nigga. But anyway, man, I ain't even good. Oh, man. man, y'all about to love the fuck out of me again, dog. This shit is crazy. But anyway, man.
Yo, Will, I got to ask this, since the opponents have been switched. Can we hear some of the shit you have for ours? I'm just asking as a fan, bro. As a fan.
Once again, I'm here.
Mm.
In another nigga state.
Mm.
On a URL stage in an ugly nigga face. There it is right there.
Oh, come on. Well.
Hey, I gave you a bar, my nigga.
I got the phone so fucking close to my ear trying to hit a bar that ain't even funny right now.
Hey, that was exactly what I was going to say to him, though. I mean, that was a bar. You never know, man. Money might get to shaking around in the trees, man. And a nigga might want to put a nigga on something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you might have to save. Okay.
No doubt. I got you.
So what do you think about you? So you versus X Factor is after this, correct?
Yes, sir.
How you feeling about that?
Yeah,
in Detroit?
Me and X Factor, I guess me and X Factor had like a little bit of... First of all, I'm going to fuck X Factor up. And, second of all, me and X Factor had like a little bit of... No, it wasn't shit. You know what I'm saying? I just said I killed a nigga. But after that, I guess the nigga felt a certain type of way. Like, I wasn't supposed to say this shit. Like, I gave a fuck or something. Like, nigga, I ain't from Detroit. I'm from Pontiac.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And I want to touch on that because a lot of people get Yak Town, where you're from, and Detroit mixed up. Y'all think that y'all all in the same umbrella, but
they're not. Detroit, Pontiac is Pontiac. I'm from Pontiac, Michigan. JC is from Pontiac, Michigan. Mac Myron is from Pontiac, Michigan. Snow is from Pontiac, Michigan.
Anubis
is from Flint, Michigan.
Oh, he's from Flint. That's right. You are right.
Yeah, he's from Flint, Michigan. He ain't even from, but Mike Murderous put him on. You know what I'm saying? He did his first battle on Mike Murderous. You know what I'm saying? Mike Murderous put a lot of these niggas on. Cash the Gerber Boy.
That's my nigga
rap.
Right there.
Cash the Gerber Boy, Anubis, JC, Ill Will, Logic, Lynx Montana, Mike Murderous be pumping them out, man. So, Skin Street, you know what I'm saying? They carried on the shit, and they kept doing their battles and shit, but Mike Murderous putting niggas on, like, for real. All them niggas straight out of MMTV.
That's what it is. Hey, yo. Sidetrack, quick question. Mac Myron battles Super Black tomorrow, right?
Yes, he does. He on his way right now to go kill that nigga. You hosting, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm going to host. I was going to ask if you going to be in the building. This shit's going to be my ass.
I couldn't make it, man. I got a family member down here getting married, man. It's just it's all type of pandemonium tomorrow, man. Got it going on. But Mac about to go kill him.
Okay.
You know what
I'm saying? It's going to be a good battle. Super Black focus.
Oh, yeah, he been inboxing me to death, you know what I'm saying, happy to talk to me and shit. But he about to die. He about to die. Trust me.
Okay.
He's going to die.
It will. What do you think about Cassidy and Disaster, my nigga?
Man, I don't give two shits about that, man. Ill Will versus question mark. Summer Madness 4, man.
Well,
I don't give a fuck about that. I ain't getting none of that money, and I don't like Disaster. So.
But, Ill Will, you're not battling Jazz, right? I don't think you're battling Jazz, my nigga.
No, I am. It's like a Kama Sutra type battle. I'm fucking
God.
On stage. Like, we gonna have sex on stage.
Yo, this nigga is stupid.
And I'm putting it in every hole on her body.
Oh, God.
God,
motherfucker. I love you, Dad. Let me chill out, man, because this is some other ones I wanted to do it to. But, yeah,
we
man, no, I ain't got
on this question mark. A
hint. He's a black man. He's a black man. He's a black man. He's from the ghetto.
From the ghetto.
He's a black man from the ghetto. You think it's
that takes out about half of that rap, though.
It's not Sharone. Well,
I don't think it's Sharone. Ain't Sharone battling somebody?
Hold on, man. It's him and Daylight, son. Him and Daylight are battling.
But that is because he just came at Jazz.
Quill.
You know, I think
it's
Daylight, man.
It's Quill.
I think it's Calico.
Let me ask you this, though. Well, did you have 2 weeks enough time for you for your opponent?
It's going to have to be.
It's going to have to be, Eric. So is that going to be like extra stuff? You think it's like not fair because you don't have as much time as everybody else did, right?
Nah, I ain't worried about it, man. It is what it is. When I did BET, man, we had a day. And
that's true.
Battled Lana Zay. Right after that, 10 minutes later, I had Skull. So I couldn't even prepare for Skull. So.
God damn, it was that fast? Back to back.
You know what I'm saying? Right after I had Lana Zay, I had Skull.
So that got to be hard.
No, that's all freestyle.
Okay, okay. So you're not really worried about that shit.
But it will. Let me ask you a question. Let's say, and this, I gotta play both sides of the fence, my nigga. If you lose your next battle, right? Let's just say you do. What happens next? Because I think as a battle rap community, you know how we are. We savages out here, my nigga, and. Do you feel that pressure that you damn sure have to win this battle? Like I said this on the show, that the person who got the most pressure on Summer Madness was you, I thought.
Mm.
Man, hold on, man. My phone just did some old fuck shit. Hold on. 1 second. All right.
Yo, Tibo, check your phone, my G. Catch you, too. I'm going to hear y'all. Other guy going to be getting up in a little bit.
All right.
Hello.
Yes, Will.
Yeah, man.
Yo.
My bad. Yeah.
Let's try this again. I don't know if you heard my question or not, but I said on the show that you got the most pressure going into Summer Madness 4. And if you lose this battle, do you think people are going to really look at you sideways when some niggas had you in the top five already?
Yeah. I think people looking at me two different ways. They're looking at me like, I don't believe in this nigga no more. He a fluke, or he this and he that, you know what I'm saying? And other niggas hanging from the edges of their seats, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some people feel like they didn't like my first two, you know, Summer Madness bouts, you know what I'm saying? Or my Summer Madness and my Gnome bout. Now, well, I don't even want to speak on that. Fuck it. I'm just going to answer your question. But, I think it's some type of, it's some type of stigma there. Like, I definitely got all eyes on me. I definitely got all eyes on me and niggas waiting. I tell motherfuckers right now, y'all don't like this performance, then I go back to the G's. y'all don't like this shit, then I won't touch a big stage no more. Straight up.
Yo, fuck you, L. Will. You got everybody laughing at me on Facebook and shit. Fuck you, nigga.
Hey, but you know, because I'm a crazy nigga. You know, bees be pissed off at me all the fucking time. But so fuck it. You take some calls. If I get 100 tweets, Ill Will.
Okay.
Who do you got Summer Madness for, Ill Will? Hashtag Yaktown in this bitch. If I get 100 of them bitches, I tell y'all who I got.
What?
Straight up.
Hey, all you niggas on Facebook, listen, you niggas know what it is, man. Hit this nigga fuck up. Make a Twitter page now and hit this nigga.
Hit me on Twitter. Who do you got, Ill Will, Summer Madness for, hashtag Yaktown in this bitch? I need 100 of them hoes. Y'all need to follow me, too, Ill Will 6D. Mixtape coming soon. Mogul in the Making, hosted by DJ Kid Capri. Yes, I'm working.
Hey. Oh, shit.
Yes, I'm working.
That's nice right there.
Yes, sir. Top tier on the way, too. DJ Kid Capri album, the only hip-hop battle rap soundtrack out right now.
Fire.
Y'all look out for that, too.
Oh.
Ill Will versus question mark, Summer Madness 4. Thanks for the info. I'm playing. But yeah, we'll get those 100 week tweets, bro. We'll get those.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get that.
100. Yeah. Just 100.
We're going to get those, bro. And
hold on 1 second, y'all. My dude here. Hold on.
Come on, Will.
Gotta be Calico. I think it's Calico.
Yeah. I think Austin's going to try to call up, too, after Ill Will. He's calling up.
Hey, it's not the twins. I see you.
Okay.
Yo.
What up, though?
Yeah.
Any last word? Yo, I want to ask you this. Any last words for your unknown opponent?
They like
some sort of hint.
I hope you ready, nigga. Like, I just hope you ready, my nigga. I know you probably listening. You know what I'm saying? So, I just hope you ready. You know what I'm saying? And I'm at your head. I met your mother.
Daylight, you heard that, Daylight? You heard that?
You hear that, Day? You hear that?
Day and Cal. Daylight and Calico. Listen, I know it's one of them.
Yo, hey, his first and last name start with the same letters.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Well, his first and last stage name.
It will. Thanks for coming on
with y'all. Now, that ain't even shit. I'm just fucking. Hey, y'all was on the chill. Oh, shit. Put it together.
I'm too lazy for that. Fuck all that.
Hey, well, good looking out, though, my G. We appreciate you, man.
Real shit.
Yactown.
Summer Madness 4. Ill Will, question mark, Yactown.
Ill Will versus question mark. Summer Madness 4. Ill Will 6D. Mogul in the making. Coming soon.
Hey, Will, good luck, my G. All right, my G.
I already know, my nigga. I'm blessed. I don't need it.
Salute, bro.
You sound very confident, but, you know.
I think he's gonna. If you listen to what he was saying and shit, I don't know, man. I think he's ready to be. I don't know who the fuck he's battling.
I got Daylight for some reason. I heard you talking about Calico. I thought about that too, my G. I ain't gonna lie to you, but.
The only reason why I thought of, I don't know, man. It's gonna be good.
But Calico said he ain't battling no real niggas. He said he battling bosses. So I'm not saying it was not a boss, but that's when he came on the show. He said he ain't battling niggas like Tay Rock. He ain't battling, you know.
Yeah, but El Will doesn't fall into that. Oh, because you're talking about the Team Homie shit you talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yo, let's go. The rebuttal time. It's the Arsenal, the Rebel. What's good, Arsenal?
Yo.
What's crack, yo?
What's crack, yo, Ars? What's popping?
So let's hear the story. What happened?
What's happening, man? Tell me what's up, man.
So we had Will on. He really didn't get into detail with everything that happened. We want to get it from you, too. Everything that led up to it. What's going on with the battle? Obviously, it's not happening, but we want to hear it from you.
I mean, Ill Will dirty as hell. You feel me? Like,
you knew it was coming. We knew it was coming.
Hey,
my nigga, look, I just came from Denver, nigga. You feel me? With illegal weed at. Niggas don't smoke Kush. Why the fuck do he have a big-ass 6X Kush shirt on when he battled DMA and lost?
Jesus.
Niggas don't smoke that shit, man. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga, man? Let me tell y'all something, man. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all know Ars, right? Y'all know my history. Y'all know my resume. Y'all know, just like he just said, once again, I'm here in another nigga's state. You know what I want at the end of the day? When I do decide to take that fuck-ass nigga, I want to battle that nigga in Pontiac. That's what I want to battle that
nigga. Whoa. And you know what, Arsenal? I know you do that shit, my nigga, because you one battle rapper that battles on the road, my nigga. I give you that. You got a lot of road battles, my nigga.
That's where I wanted to be at, nigga. Fuck battling in Manhattan. Let's battle with Pontiac, nigga.
You battled Detroit before, so it makes sense. You battled Detroit before against Cal, so.
That shit don't matter to me, man. Y'all niggas know me, bro. Y'all know me, man. At the end of the day, I'm going to keep it funky. I just called them just to keep it funky, keep it professional. Shout out to the whole URL staff. Beasley, Smack, Chico, Norbs, all of them niggas kept it funky. I kept it funky with them. The only reason, only thing I want to let y'all know, the real reason I'm not taking a battle no more is because of the scheduling. The battle was supposed to be August 23rd. Me and Ill Will would have been over by now. Y'all would have been blogging and tweeting about how bad I kicked that nigga ass right now. That's what it was supposed to be. Now, you know what I'm saying? Whatever happened with the scheduling, it got rescheduled to September 28th. That don't fit a busy nigga like me schedule. Y'all know I'm going to the BET Awards this year, which is September 19th to 20th. I'm not fitting in some no-name, no resume having, no work put in ass nigga. I'm not about to configure my schedule around him just to, you know what I'm saying? And it's not happening. So once the schedule got changed, that's what happened. That's why I didn't take – that's why I'm not taking the battle. I heard you say earlier, and I accepted the battle. At first I said I wasn't going to do it. Then I accepted it. Then I dropped back out. I had accepted it because it was supposed to be August 23rd. That's the only thing.
That makes sense right there, my nigga.
That's so real. That's why it's not happening. Other than that, me and Ill Will was supposed to have been done already. We were supposed to battle 2 weeks ago on the 23rd. You feel me? But it got rescheduled, and I got John John on the 19th. I got Rum Nitty, which is also a URL event. Shout out to them.
On the West Coast, yeah.
Arizona. You feel me? So I'm not squeezing in some nigga that don't mean shit to me and wrecking my brain for some dirty nigga from Pontiac. You feel me? Not doing it.
I can't even get mad at that right there, dude. I mean, he don't want to scramble his shit up.
You are the main event. You're the main event, from what I remember on that October card.
Of course I am. URL know that. They're my niggas. That's why they met you, you know what I'm saying? We, bro, this is all, it's all business, bro. This is a business, and business is always handled properly on my behalf, and I salute them for handling business the way they handle it. It's no bad blood. I fucks with Beasley. I fucks with Smack. I fucks with Chico. I fucks with North. They speak the long way. No Paul, no homo, none of that. But at the end of the day, Ill Will, you know I ain't scared to battle with nigga, bro. Get your motherfucker, get a passport, nigga. Get some stamps, nigga, before you talk to me, nigga. You some young, dirty nigga, nigga. You some young, dirty, big, dirty nigga, nigga. These niggas be talking because he was on fucking UFF on the 106 and Park shit. Not taking nothing away from him because that's big views. That's 70 plus million every Friday. So at the end of the day, he might got more views than everybody. Keep it funky. Mm. But, nigga, what else have you done for this culture besides sign a fucking some battle contracts to battle, nigga? Like, you ain't did nothing, bro. I started a league. I'm out here making music. I'm out here making moves, nigga. Like, this young nigga ain't doing nothing. This nigga ain't doing nothing. He ain't fucking with me, son.
Artis, I got a question for
you. Let me talk, nigga. Fuck that. This is the
Artis. Damn.
Jersey.
Damn.
Just to let y'all niggas know, I was going to kill this nigga, by the way. By the fucking way, I just want to put that in there. I was going to destroy that nigga. It was going to be a first-round knockout. I promise you.
First round?
Wow.
Oh, wow. I'm assuming this might go down the line, I'm thinking.
First round knockout, nigga.
Yeah.
And another thing about ours, I write so much. I'm not, y'all want, man, let me tell you, I was going to kill the nigga. Y'all want to hear what I was going to say to the nigga?
Yes, sir.
Don't gas us if you ain't going to do it, Austin, please.
Y'all really thought I wasn't going to be on this card or something? Like my last summer madness wasn't hard or something? Smack, you niggas done started something. I'm the nigga you don't want to play with like your retarded cousin. I wasn't even trying to kill him, but I'm the villain that non-appeal him. I'm going to aim at them big-ass feet then find the ceiling. I ain't even want this battle. I was chilling. This is a suicide. So why they hire me to Robin Williams? My gun from France, nigga, it ain't in the car. I left John Claude in the van. Damn. It's too big for that back seat. Just picture Shaq on a handstand. Ill Will, you get $1,000 to battle. You ain't the man, fam. But I keep forgetting you from Pontiac. That's why you only getting $1,000. Damn. You better stop fucking with that white, nigga. Real deal. Smack and Beasley hired the same hitter from Kill Bill. K-Rock gave you a face shot. He Emmett Till, Will. Well, this is what I'm known for. So I'm a DNA versus Ill Will, Will. Known for DNA versus Ill Will, Will. Oh, my God.
Come on.
Bro.
Oh, stop playing hard, man.
Keep going, my nigga. Keep going.
No,
yeah.
That's all y'all, I was going to kill that, and that's all my motherfucking God. Life. You damn. Fake, fat, punk-ass, dirty nigga.
God damn, Ars.
Damn,
that was
crazy.
Y'all thought I was playing with that little boy? Nigga, that's what I'm known for. That's what I'm known for. Known for DNA.
Yeah.
Like, stop playing with me, son. Stop playing with me, bro.
He's coming with bars.
Bro, I'm not playing with that young boy, man. I'm not playing with that nigga, son. And when it's time, when the time is really right, oh, my God, nigga. I'm wasting bars, nigga. Nigga, I got hands. I just rather shoot first before you slug rail. I done beat a nigga half blind over a bud cell. But I'm shooting that big nigga. If he rush me in my snub cell, oh, I'll fight Ill better than Magic Johnson white blood cell.
Come on,
son. Come on, son. spatula. Because if he's fucking losing, nigga, he lose a round, we not battling, nigga. I'm that nigga. Only nigga that bitch want to see me battle is Mook. And Mook is another nigga that's scary. And because me and Mook was supposed to be battling at the BET Awards. I'm going to tell y'all, nigga, Snoop was on my motherfucking phone and told me he got 25 bands for me and motherfucking Mook to battle. And the nigga Mook turned it down, nigga. And that's why I'm battling John, nigga.
Wow. You, what?
Now, nigga, and that's real shit on my motherfucking life, nigga.
Oh, Mook. Come on, Mook.
That's real, nigga. That's real. That's from the, nigga, somebody called fucking Snoop and asked him, nigga.
Come on, Mook. No, you, oh, man.
He said, winner take all, loser get nothing, nigga.
Wow, and you was down and he wasn't.
I was down, nigga.
I'm disappointed in Mook. I can't even lie about that shit, man. I think it would have been a... Ew, and Cassidy ducked you too, I think. Something. I don't know, my nigga. I just heard this 0 to 100 free... Man, listen, let me not even go in.
I'm that nigga. Let me tell y'all something. I'm that nigga. When it comes to being that nigga, I am that nigga, son. And I'm not scared of nobody. So don't ever... Fans, please don't ever get it twisted. Y'all know me, man. Y'all know me, bro. I've been every fucking where, dog. Y'all know me. Don't make it like I'm some poop putt, because I'm not, my nigga.
Yeah, you went through all the errors. You pretty much went the only niggas who did through all the errors with Rex and shit.
Yo, him and Shotty is at 5 million.
Yeah.
Bro,
but that's what I was trying to say before. See, Oz, I had you when you were saying that shit the first time.
Who you know go overseas and get 5 million fuck views, bro, besides Arsenal? Nobody, nigga. No fucking nigga.
Talk that shit, nigga. I mean, you earned it. Talk it.
Bruh, that's all I wanted to call it. I'm done with my interview, man. I just wanted to give y'all that, let y'all know it ain't got nothing to do with being scared. It ain't got nothing to do with bad business. Like I said, Luther's URL, they always was 100 with me, and it's vice versa. And hopefully in the future we get something done. But at the end of the day, ill will is not important enough for me to configure my fucking schedule around him when the date was. That's it. That's the only thing that's preventing me from killing that nigga. And the next nigga gonna get it, John, and the next nigga after that, Rum Nitty, and the next nigga after that, whoever. And that's how it goes, my nigga. What I do, my nigga, I am battle rap, and these niggas know that. I've been in this shit actively for 6 fucking years. I have not worked 1 year in 6 years without having at least 5 fucking battles in a year, my nigga. I am this shit. Fuck them legends y'all niggas talk about. I'm the fucking legend, bro. I do this shit because I wholeheartedly love this shit. It ain't even about the money no more. Am this shit. I walk around with that shit on my back, nigga.
I fucking respect that to the fullest, B.
Damn.
What it is. Now, Ill Will, you get your ass writing, nigga, because whoever you battling, your mystery opponent, whoever the fuck it is, you're probably going to lose. And you go lose your shot, nigga, because you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. Opportunity comes once in a lifetime, nigga. I talk to y'all niggas later, man. Arsenal the Rebel.
Arsenal the Rebel.
Elite Circle. Look out for the music, nigga. Fuck all you other punk niggas. I'm out here. Y'all know it. I'm Baby Loke Crippin. Watch Baby Loke. What it is. Great Street. Fuck all the other shit.
That's
what it is, nigga.
Yo, Ars, before you go, you in Miami, right, my nigga?
I'm in Miami, about to walk in my studio right now.
I'm about to link up with you, my nigga. We in the same hood, so I'm going to link up with you, my G. All
right, I'm on 183rd. I'll at
you. You already.
My G, Arsenal the fucking Rebel.
Yo, I am so fucking mad at Mook right now. You serious?
But it's two sides to the story, though. I just want to throw it out there.
Did we say we deliver to these fans today, right? I'm just saying.
You already, man.
Yo, that Mook shit caught me so off guard. It ain't even funny.
So what you think about that, Caps? About the Snoop shit?
My nigga.
Yo, I want to hear the rest of those fucking bars. Damn.
Yeah, but the 25,000 winner take all?
Yeah.
That would have been crazy.
We
would have heard the best 3 rounds from both of these niggas ever.
But you know what, though? I think that's the reason why Mook didn't want to do that, though, because he wants bread regardless, win, lose, or draw.
That's what I mean, my nigga. That's the thing that got me like, damn, my nigga. Like, you got to win to get the bread. So what? If you got confidence,
yeah,
we got to get
on some. Whew, Arsh on some confident shit right now. Damn.
But
yo,
that's how that shit should be, though.
Can y'all, text,
yeah.
Can y'all tweet Snoop Dogg and tell him stop fronting and get his ass up in Angry Fans Radio? Please, everybody hit that nigga right now for your boy, for you, Letterman. Continue, fellas.
Because y'all know where the real interview counts, right? I'm just saying. Number one is Battle Rap Radio. That's what the fuck we do.
Let's go back to this mook shit, though.
Shameless plug.
Number one. That's facts, though.
That mook shit. That's rough. But, yo, the L1 shit, now that makes total sense now. If it had to do with the schedule and everything being too close, he could potentially fuck up other
right.
shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit in there. The whole him being scared, it just didn't make sense. He just battled clean in Milwaukee. Like, he goes, so I didn't really see him being scared, my nigga. So I don't see him fearing Ed Will's bars like that.
Especially coming off his wins against clean and Big T. You know,
yeah,
he's not going to be scared. My brothers.
Yeah. Niggas are getting that Murder Mook right now. R.I.P. the Murder Mook mentions right now. Jesus.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Can we get a three-second silence for Murder Mook mentions?
Are they killing Mook right now like that?
Yes, yeah, son.
Yeah.
Let's get 3 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, nice. That's it. Okay, cool. I don't want to get R.I.P. Wait, mentions and shit.
Needless to say, this is going to go up tonight. Yeah. But
Niggas didn't snoop up. Thank you, Herb. My nigga, I see you, Herb. Good looking out, man. Tell Snoop stop playing, man.
Yeah.
Get on Angry Fan Radio, the war, Snoop. Holler at the community. Word. Niggas telling Snoop, word.
Bro.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Stop. Man, let me shut the fuck up talking my shit.
Nigga,
right,
y'all niggas know been up here. Let's go. Joe Budden been up here. Uncle Murder been up here. You feel me? Top guess.
Yeah.
It is, man.
I think, you know what? I think niggas forgot Uncle Murder actually came on our show, my nigga. That was big right there, having Uncle Murder on the show, B.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, yeah. And I'm not saying this, cause I'm a host of the show, I'm with my brothers up here, I listen to the show, on all episodes on the regular and everything, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Facts.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know what I'm saying? But Arsenal was turned the fuck up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Man.
Last week I said
more. Was...
So let me ask y'all a question, because Snake Eyes just said Mook will kill us. What do you think about that?
Mook will
kill
us.
I don't think so.
Why didn't he go get that 25 grand then? If, I mean, well, what's two sides to the story? You're right. Mook will kill us. I can't just jump and say that, Snake Eyes. Snake Eyes, you be saying some shit sometimes that just be like, what? Like, I don't know. I fuck with him, though. I'm going to smoke a number of his ass when I see him, but
I fuck with that battle, though. I think it's a style. It's a good one. They're both on that main stage. They're both good for that main stage.
I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, it doesn't really matter who Arsh battles. Like, his opponent has to understand Arsh is, like, it works disrespectful, too, but let's keep it real, my nigga. Arsh, you don't know what the fuck Arsh is going to say. And look at how he started this shit on, talking about, I'm a nigga, you don't probably, like, get retarded. What do you say? You're a retarded cousin or some shit? Like you don't know what the fuck Arsh was going to say, my nigga.
Right.
He said that shit. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, oh, man. Come on, son. Come on, Arsh, man.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think Mook killing the Arsenal. And I don't think Arsenal's killing Mook either.
I don't see Mook killing
him. Hold on. Is it good for Will that this battle isn't going down?
It needs to go down, though.
But you know what is crazy, my nigga? From based off of what we just heard, because that's not his whole first round, naturally. You know what I'm saying? It looks crazy, but we don't know what Will is going to say either, though.
Yeah, but... You're right. But would
that breaking down a battle rapper, would that work against Arsenal? Because, you know, Mook, that's Mook Steez right now, breaking niggas
up. It
can't.
That's the whole, yo, three, you touched it completely. Like, your soul on the money is not even funny, my nigga. His style is breaking nigga down. How the fuck you going to break Arsenal down? How?
Yeah.
Niggas battle on, he's battled everywhere. I know I'm about to miss him, but the nigga battled, I mean, fucking Fight Club, Grind Time, Lion's Den, URL, UW, Total Slaughter. I mean, what can you really say about this nigga, son? He's making music on time. He's not even this battle. He's making music. I don't know, my nigga. You can't break him down like that. I don't think it's going to work like that, B.
And you know what? I got to take it back.
Go ahead, Cass.
My bad.
Oh, my fault. I was going to say the most Mook can really do is be like, I started this. You did this because of me. Or I'll put you niggas on or some shit like that. But that has to be the only angle. If you're going to break Arsh down, that's the angle you got to come.
Because Austin talk that money shit to you. He can talk about the longevity. He could talk that shit to you. And then, you know, Austin's going to start bringing up all kinds of shit about Dot Mob. So, I don't know. I think Mook was just late. I don't know, man. Wow, I'm shocked at that shit. We got to do that, man. Mook got to hit Mook up, man. We got shit going on, man.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing about that battle that I was going to say, though. When last time Ill Will battled someone that could, that has that ability to end up freestyling two in a round, just like DNA, that has reach that can do so much, like Ars can. I mean, Ars can freestyle too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ars can flow for fucking a whole hour. I wouldn't even be surprised.
Ars can rap for, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I say that all the time. He's the flow master. That nigga goes and he just goes. You don't hear this nigga really fucking up like that and shit. None of that.
I mean,
if
Organic wouldn't have stopped that battle with him and Pat, Ars would still be there rapping to Pat right now.
Mm-hmm. Yo, and I remember my very first show, we did our fucking Mount Rushmore. Niggas called up here telling us they had Ars up there with niggas in their Mount Rushmore. Even we discussed it at Mount Nauseam.
Have we been sleeping on Ars somewhat?
Yeah.
Have we? I'll say maybe a little bit.
I don't know about sleeping.
But we don't
think he reinvented himself. I think he reinvented himself.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
What battle do you think it was?
I think it was.
I'm going to tell you right now where I actually. I don't want to get crazy, but when I started saying. No, I don't want to say that either. I was going to say the verb, no, but I'm like, nah, it's not before that. The verb battle was so good. It was like, damn, man, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I fucked with Austin before that, but when I seen the verb battle, it was just like, damn, this nigga Austin going off and shit. What the fuck going on right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to Jersey, man. Shout out to the whole past New Jersey. You know what it is.
Is he the best in Jersey? Arsenal.
Now that he reinvented himself? Because if you had asked me this shit last year, I would have said no. I would have said Over It or Lot of Zay.
Over Surfy? Over Surfy?
You said Jersey.
Even I got to say that. I mean, I
forgot about Surf. Well, hold up, bro. I actually thought Over It was better than Surf for a minute, if you ask me. Like, I'm my nigga.
Yeah.
Son, I'm telling you, Over It is nice, my nigga. To
Over
me,
Surf?
You got to understand, I've been watching this nigga since his first battle. I remember back when he's on fucking Undeniable TV, battling Speed Dollars, battling Crisis. Nigga made Old Red go first. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't even asked. He made the nigga go first. Like, fuck a coin. Like, I remember Old Red, he used to be nice to me, my nigga. I used to be like, yo, this nigga's a monster, B. I was fucking on Old Red hard body back in the day. Like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Yo, my man P Rock 24 says the Arsenal hate was always real, man. He never got his credit like he should have.
I agree. I'm agree with that. I'm a jump out the window. Not jump out the window, but I'm gonna be the first man up, and I'm gonna say that I agree with that. But I don't think I've been giving him as much props as I should have. I don't. I know he battled, but I'm gonna go back and watch some of his battles now. Cause you gotta think about that. Khan battle was crazy. He got legendary battles. The Khan battle was crazy. He spazzed the fuck out on Hollow on Fight Club. He got legendary battles. Not to know he's about mad long. He got legendary battles, my nigga. Like, everybody know about that Fight Club battle with Hollow. So, like, Hollow's going to cry. We all remember that shit. We all remember that Hollow battle. Hollow had the face on, like, oh, shit. Some fucking leg, doing a Hulkamania on your
zone. Mania leg, yeah. That nigga was wildin', bro.
Was wildin'. We all remember the conceited battle. The second round, he started spazzing, rapping over the nigga and all that shit. Hands going crazy and shit. I remember Austin Fett. That's crazy, my nigga.
Somebody say Lotto Zay is the top nigga in Jersey.
See, I had said that before, though. But you know what, my nigga? You know what? Lotto don't always bring it. When Lotto battled Briz, he was like Lotto got to get amped. He got to be as amped up, like versus Tone Montana. Like when he battled Dead Man, he went retarded the first round versus Dead Man on URL West. We need that, Lotto. Not
but
the
we're on the level of competition, though. We're on the level of competition, though. Lotto hasn't really faced a lot of hard, heavy hitters, though.
Yeah.
I don't know why, my nigga. I think Lotto Zay is nice, B.
Yeah, I think he's nice, too. Yo. But he don't, you know, Shug might be the biggest name he's ever had.
Yo, we got to sign up. We got to break this down, though. We got to break down regions.
Word.
One of these
God
shows.
Damn, it's all fuck.
It's man. Coming out, though. It's fucking coming out. You guys already know what the fuck we do. This is Timbo, Angry Fans Radio, fellas.
Man, fuck with me, Angry Fan 007. I'm mad we don't got another hour, man. Fuck, man. Shout out to Wings for Solo.
It's your boy, D-Letter, man. Y'all already know, man. Angry Fans Radio, man. Shout out to Awesome. Shout out to Ill Will, man. Shout out to all the fans, man. Y'all already know, man. Supporters, all that.
Yeah. Y'all ready? We out.